Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, for Imperial and Mexicali Valleys. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7, and with your host, Scott Dudley, and yours truly, Maria Wyatt.
Welcome. Good morning. 337-8874 is the phone number. Make sure and dial 1760, of course. You know, we've almost worn out that recording. I'm probably the only one still getting it. Everyone else has figured it out that we're supposed to dial all those numbers.
It's 1760-337-8874.
But now the recording's like all garbled because it's come on so many gazillion times that it's falling apart. Anyhow, good morning and welcome. We have a guest today. His name is Warren Sherlock. One of the pillars, one of the really foundational people in human services from Imperial County, and maybe one of the lesser known ones. This guy doesn't get his picture in the paper very often.
And he was my
No most wanted sign.
He hired me. He's the one that hired me.
Like stealth.
You know, I'm here because of him.
Yeah.
How about that?
I like it. Somebody should walk out with a cake right now and handle it. So 337-8874, and our guest today is Warren Sherlock, and we are going to get, you know, how many years you've been around now? 25-ish?
Yeah.
20 years.
20 years. Okay, 20 years. So we have 20 years of your experience, 20 years of your foresight, 20 years of your vision to go through this morning. Where do we start? What does this community here this morning that's really
why? Because originally you're not from here.
No.
So, what makes
I'm from a farming community and from all of Washington. So I was in San Diego, probation officer, before I came out in private practice. And I came out as a consultant for 5 years. I started in 1987. So I've been here about 20 years. I've also been an instructor part-time at San Diego State for 25 years, over on the main campus as well as here. And so the farming community appealed to me when I came out to El Centro. Unfortunately, I came out in the middle of August, which made me think maybe I wanted to go back to San Diego because it was very hot. But I was recruited basically as a consultant to develop children's programs. That was my first mission. And out of that came development of programs such as Vista Sands, adolescent program, school-based program, so on and so forth. So my background in a lot of ways, this was pretty natural for me to come out. And I'm kind of the Andy Rooney of behavioral health. I've been around a long time. I'm in my late 60s. I'm still highly motivated. And I feel that a part of my mission now is to help train a lot of the new people, a lot of the rookies, and bring along a lot of the students as well as is our staff. So I was also alcohol and drug administrator for 8 years. We developed a lot of new programs there. One of the things that struck me coming in this morning, one of my thoughts was, first of all, we're very fortunate to have a leader. Mr. Horn's, in my view, a talented visionary and a very strong leader. And I think that makes a lot of difference to me who I'm working for, because as I take my background and all the things that I've done here in the last 20 years with the staff, my thinking is that creativity and innovation is the key, that we always have to be in touch, and that training really keeps me in touch. So I feel really privileged to be able to be in the department, to be with what I consider outstanding staff. I really do. I feel we have way above the standard in the staff. I believe that we have all the way from clerical to doctors and nurses and rehab techs, and management is superb. So I feel very good about that, and I think that's probably why I'm still here. Is my sense is that with the challenges that we have in the background that I bring with it, I'm a balanced being because I bring with it 46 years of experience. And that includes, and I want to talk just a little bit about my background. Not only did I come from a farm community, I worked at a boys' ranch in San Mateo. I worked with street kids for 4 years. I was a consultant in 22 Job Corps centers where I trained staff. And as I mentioned, in probation, I was a probation officer in San Diego for 10 years, and I was in specialized programs where I did family therapy 6 hours a day, so on and so forth, very specialized. So part of my mission in coming out here was to rehab. Children's department at the time I showed up was terrible. It was in bad shape. Vista Sands was basically in trouble. It didn't really make any sense in the program to me. And really, the children's services were not developed at that time. So that was part of my mission when I came out to do that.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KGBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.